Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Like a feather, yeah, like a feather. Oh, light as a feather. Here we are in 2025 and everything's great. Woo. 5K a day, you guys. I mean, money, that's good. Starting next week, you just have to listen to Odyssey. Listen to Alice on Odyssey. Odyssey's our app. Odyssey is our company. It's a word that we made up, and it's like audacious audio, an audio journey, Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. You listen to Alice on Odyssey on our free app, and you've got a chance to win $5,000 a day. All you have to do is have the free Odyssey app. So download it now. Get it all ready. Get yourself set up. Learn how to listen to Alice. It's really easy. You type in Alice, and then you touch it, and boom, you're listening to us. So easy. And you log in, you listen for at least an hour a day, cumulatively, and you get your daily entry for your chance to be the winner. We want winners. Be the winner of $5,000. Someone wins $5,000 every single day starting on Monday. Very excited about it. Nothing motivates people like money. Oh, there's money involved? Okay, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
We're easy over here.
Yeah, give us money.
Money! It's what the people want, Vin.
Food coupons are nice, but, you know.
They'll take those, too.
The cable company doesn't take those
no,
for payment, though.
That is true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Free t-shirts, they don't take those.
Money. Money, money, money. Yeah. Money. Money.
Yep. Okay, so here's some things that happened in the world. It's great. Love. I love love. I know you love love.
I do love love.
You know, these two seem like they're very much in love. Tom Holland has really grown on me too. I'm going to tell you that right now. Like at first I was like, who's this dork? And now I'm like, he's pretty cute. Getting cuter. Because he's looking a little bit more mature, I guess. He and Zendaya have been together for a while now. Listen, I'm not perving on him like Timotei, but he is cute.
You're perving a little bit.
More than I was a year ago, for sure. Plus, getting Zendaya gives you some cred. I'm sorry, but he got Zendaya.
You know, I read it.
That chick is perfect.
Yeah, he definitely
scored.
Yeah.
He is dating up so hard in so many ways.
I was reading the jokes that What's Her Bucket did at the Golden Globes. And the one
I'm
about
debating.
Chalamet. Did you see
oh,
that
didn't.
One?
I didn't. Tell me
she
that
one. She said he has the most beautiful eyelashes on his upper lip. It's incredible.
Yeah, that was funny.
That is hilarious. I've been making fun of that mustache for it. I just did not have that. That is the line.
That's the line right there.
Because yeah. Everyone's like, yes, he does. Oh my God, he does. That's so silly. On his upper lip. I have a whole story about jokes that they either cut from the show or decided not to do, or she just decided last minute that might be kind of hurt. I've like, she said all the jokes that she didn't do on the show, but I'm like, I don't know if I want to say them.
Well, why? Either. Then we can isolate the audio and we'll have you telling great jokes. It'll be awesome.
That's a great idea. So when they ask later, I'll be like, it was Vinny's idea.
No.
Okay, great. No, we've got it sorted now. Anyway, congratulations to Zendaya, Little Miss Perfect, and Tom Holland, Little Mr. Perfect.
So they are fiancé.
They are fiancé.
Okay.
She wore a diamond ring on that special finger. on her very best digit at the Golden Globes on Sunday night, and TMZ is saying it's real, that Tom Holland popped the question. Apparently, it happened at some point between Christmas and New Year's. Tom dropped to one knee at one of Zendaya's family homes, it says here. I don't know which one, but it says at one of. I guess, you know, real estate's a solid investment. Maybe she has bought herself a bunch of family homes. I don't know. Or maybe she's bought one for everyone in her family. And she's like, these are my family's homes.
They've done very well for themselves.
The two of them are just fine. They're going to be, can you get me, I'd like a net worth on Zendaya and Tom Holland.
And you know, while
Timotei, while we're at it, why not?
The two of them may not be, because some couples you go, oh, they look great together. They're a perfect fit. But then it's almost like they also look like brother and sister a little bit too much. Like, yuck.
Oh,
And these two, very different from different worlds. She's taller. He's, you know, but they seem to get along pretty good. You don't really hear crap about
and
trouble.
There are a lot of very charming catches that the paparazzi have gotten over the last however long they've been together. There's a shot of them, like, they're singing, like, I think it's a Whitney Houston song. They're just at a tennis match and they're like up in the stands and someone's filming them, and they look lovingly at each other. They're singing.
Yeah.
They're clearly having a good time. I love that.
So he's worth a little bit more. He's worth $25 million and she's worth $22 million.
Oh my God, they're poor. This is terrible.
That spider money amounts to $25 million?
Dune money?
I would think $25 million
Euphoria
per
money?
Picture.
I'm just telling you. That's what the AI overlord is
okay,
telling
what's
me.
Okay, what's Timothée Chalamet of the thick, beautiful, long eyelashes on his upper lip? Best joke ever. She's so great.
She is
great.
Good.
Nikki Glaser. She just hosted the Golden Globes. That's why we're talking about her so much.
Net worth for Timothée is $25 million.
That's also the Dune movies, I guess, right?
Two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's done so much stuff, though.
He has.
I mean, he did Willy Wonka.
He's in a theater right now as Bob Dylan.
Call Me By Your Name, which he's so hot on. And he's a child in that movie. Oh, my God.
They're all young.
No wonder Army Hammer went off the deep end after being in a movie with that kid. The Peach. Oh, God. What am I watching? Okay, anyway, Zendaya and Tom Holland got engaged at one of her family homes. Tom asked Zendaya's dad for her hand in marriage months ago, but waited for the right moment to propose.
Did you do that when you proposed to Shauna?
I feel like I did, because I
you don't remember that?
But I don't remember it, so maybe I didn't. Maybe I meant to, I just never got to it.
All right.
Where does her father live?
San Jose.
Oh, so there was no reason that you couldn't.
No. Oh. No, I just, yeah. I
did
know.
You ask?
I did.
Party?
I did ask party.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, he asked for permission months ago and waited for the right moment to propose. People say, that, People Magazine, not just People, but the official People at the magazine. People Magazine says the ring is a 5.02 carat east-west cushion diamond button-back ring by Jessica McCormick.
Sounds pretty badass.
Sounds expensive.
I mean, as diamonds go, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
That sounds pretty delightful.
It's, so the button-back, it looks like there's a,
badass.
It's not just the stone. It's got like some kind of a, the setting is.
Lame?
I don't love this, but yeah, but it's just a huge, tell. it's a huge. Do you want to?
No,
do you want
five
to
take carats
I'm
is pull, a big
I'm pulling
diamond.
It up for, here it is. I got it on the big screen. You don't have to move.
Which one is it?
It's none of those. It's this one. Look, it's on the same site. It's a 5 carat button back cushion cut. So here's the diamond in here, and this is there's some kind of it's sitting in something. That must be the button back, right?
I actually love that.
Do you?
Yes, I think that. Christina got one of those. It's got some points on it, and I wouldn't want. It's not for me to wear, so I understand it's not for me to care. But I don't like points on anything that I have. I would think it catches on stuff. It can scratch things, including your own skin, whatever. So I would absolutely have preferred that sort of cushion cut button back.
There's
There's
actually, it's got kind of a rounded back on it, Vinny. There's another, if you want to look, there's another picture.
No, I could tell that it had.
But underneath, I mean, it's sort of rounded out. Like it's interesting. It's just sitting in a.
I love it.
I've just never seen one like that.
Yeah, I really like that.
It actually looks like you're a lot less likely to lose that diamond. It seems very well clamped in there.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Good choice, Tom.
Yeah, Tom. Well done. No wonder you got Zendaya for yours. Lock it down.
Vin, did you ask what kind of ring she wanted before you bought an engagement ring? Because I know I did. Like, I did not want to buy the wrong.
Yeah, so there's a couple thoughts to this, and I definitely went, I could go get a ring to borrow and just use it for the proposal, and then she can go back and pick what. Or I can bring her in, and she can say, that's what I like, and then I know what to buy. And that's what I did.
Yeah.
So we came
so
into.
So she knew that.
She knew that well, she was.
It was on the horizon.
Of course, because she had said, I want to be married. And I went, oh, okay.
Well, let me volunteer.
That's on the list
that,
of things
then,
that we need to do. Like, she wanted the first kid. And then when we talked about the second kid, I was, and she was saying, I would like to have another kid. And I also want to be married. These were the things that we discussed.
And I want to move.
And I was like, okay, well, which one do you want to do first? Because I'm not doing both of those in the same year. And so she wanted to have the kid first because tick, tick, right?
Amen, bro.
And then we went and got married the next year.
Oh, so wow.
It had all been discussed. Oh. The magic was gone. If you know what I mean. The mystery and the magic and the...
It was a great wedding, though.
It was fun. It was really, cool, but
they
I'm
had
just
a
saying.
Wagon, and Isla was like maybe 5 or 6, so she was a part of the ceremony. Mm-hmm, and then mm-hmm. they did this thing with the sand. It's like a
we
jar.
Still have that jar.
I'm sure you do. I mean, that's going to be a, that's a you the four of you made that when you had an 11-month-old, a 6-year-old, and mm-hmm. the two of you on your wedding day. Like they each poured a different color sand into this. I don't know. Is it a vase?
It's a thing that girls think of because I didn't. Yeah. I was like, what do you want to do?
It was a part of the ceremony. It was really, wow. It was a very romantic thing.
Never heard of
that. Pour these and then it'll be it'll be from our day. Okay. Whatever you say.
Just hand me my color of the sand we're going to pour in just and nod when it's my turn and I'll do it.
I
got to
pick my arguments and that is not one of them.
Yes,
so
dear. Yes, dear. Yes, dear.
That was the first time I met Deepak.
Oh, Deepak's rad. Deepak is rad, yes.
I don't know what it is. Is it Deepak or Deepak?
I think...
It rolls out Deepak
I
all
think,
the time.
Honestly, because I've talked to him about this, because I've known him forever.
Right.
And everyone called him Deepak his whole life. It actually is Deepak.
Oh.
Like, that's the true
but
pronunciation. But
Deepak.
He doesn't... He's always he doesn't like, care. I don't care. I can't right. be bothered trying to correct
well,
every
as
person.
You know, there are some people who really do care very deeply about you mispronouncing their name. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad to hear that Deepak, or Deepak, whichever, is not one of those people. Well, how did he come up? Because we
the
met
wedding.
Him at your wedding. Right.
And
because
okay. Tom Holland just fianced... What's her bucket?
Zendaya.
Yes.
They're a very cute couple. this is funny. I didn't watch Breaking Bad. I've seen a couple episodes and it didn't grab me. And it's one of those shows that I always tell myself I'll go back and watch that because everybody loves it so much. And there's even spinoff shows and it's like that. And
Better Call Saul.
Yes. But then also of that era are like Mad Men. Oh. Like it's on the list of these shows that I just, they're, everyone loves them. I don't look at me like that. I we've already had this conversation, Maddie. I don't want to have it every single time I say the word Mad Men that I haven't watched it. I've watched both of those shows. I've watched the first 2 episodes like 5 times each. And I just keep not going back. I'm sure I will someday.
I don't believe that.
Anyway. So there's a house in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And it is the one that they used in Breaking Bad.
Okay.
And it's a house that's worth, I don't know, $300,000. They say, I don't know who valued the house, but they say it's a $350,000 house. Now, I don't know what that gets you in Albuquerque. I've been to Albuquerque for a minute on a road trip, and I was like, when do we leave? You know, let's...
Well, look.
It's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. It was unremarkable. It was like a town in the desert.
It's a regular old house that here in San Jose would go for $2 million.
Right. But in a bidding war.
Yes, right. But there, yes, $350 because it's a regular old house and it's not in San Jose.
The owners of this house that was used in Breaking Bad in Albuquerque, New Mexico, have lived there for more than 5 decades.
Mm.
And today is, I'm not going to take it anymore day. There it is. I'm not going to take it anymore day. That is what day it is today in the world. And they're not going to take it anymore.
What are they taking?
They say that the house attracts about 300 cars a day.
Oh, my God.
The family has had to put up a fence to keep fans from getting too close and tossing pizzas on the roof, which I assume
it's from the show. Yes. Yeah. Funny.
Joanne Quintana owns this house.
I love that people go and do that. That's awesome. I don't. I mean, it's not awesome.
It sucks. That's totally. I just told you guys this the other day. I was standing on the coast near my house looking out at the ocean. There's a lighthouse over here and the wharf is right over there. And when the wharf broke off, it started floating, for lack of a better way to describe the direction, south towards my house. Mm. It ended up in the river mouth right by my house. This giant floating bathroom ended up parked right there. Mm. People were coming to get pictures of it. Selfies with it, pictures of it. People were tapping me on the shoulder while I'm out looking at the water going, where's the piece of the wharf? It's on the other side of the cliff. Like, I just, what? You came here to look at the bathroom. Yeah. Okay.
I'm sure you'll find it. Just go.
And so that's not even, that just made, that's a news story. But okay, that's the house that was on a very big hit show.
Yes.
Why? I still don't get it, but okay.
$350,000 is the alleged value. Joanne Quintana, or however you say her name, it's Quintana, she says, this has been our family home since 1973, about 52 years. So we're going to walk away with just our memories. It's time to move on. We're done. There's no reason to fight anymore. Because of its cultural significance,
mm-hmm.
they've upped the price a little.
That so brings gonna, it to 350.
Gonna, no.
Oh, they're going four. 425.
They're going to walk away with just their memories and $4 million. I don't know if anyone's going to. I'm with you.
Possible way.
Quintana said, well, listen, 300 people a day coming by there. There is a way.
So you sell t-shirts in your front yard?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm sure the neighbors will love it. But that's the problem. They're not just getting rid of their house. They are effing that neighborhood. Right? Nobody wants that. It was already just that they got paid to let them use the front of that house in Breaking Bad. It's bad enough. And now they've just sold it as a gift shop. Quintana says, of the new owners, whoever they might be, I hope they make it what the fans want. They want a B&B. They want a museum. They want access to it. Go for it. We're out. They're done.
Well, if they can get $4 million, imagine
well,
that.
Well, hell yeah, right?
I really want to hear you follow up this story. I'm dying to know if they end up with $400,000. Or $4 million.
Yeah, my guess is that they're going to get $400,000. But, you know, if they're just, maybe they're just throwing it. I always think that people go, well, let me ask for this amount. Let me see. What if somebody just desperately is like the biggest fan and wants to have this as a shrine to the show?
How many times have we heard some glove, some
yes,
thing,
Vinny.
Some...
Yes.
But that's a like world famous person, like a Michael Jackson glove. Okay. I mean, I know that he's, you know, creepy and all, but still. But the house from Breaking Bad?
I know. I just don't know who's in the market for that.
All right.
I really don't. I'm looking at, what's his name? Walter something?
White.
Walter White. There he is. There's a pepperoni pizza up on the. He's got his gloves on. He's going up there to get it. It's up on the roof. He's on a ladder. I guess that's the driveway right there. The road, the rock lawns? It's that.
I can see it in my head.
Mm.
Yeah. The whole time that you were talking about it, I could see the pizza.
I know. And the layout of the house and the pool in the back. And mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, they do a lot. It was a lot of filming and a lot of stuff around the house. So
you think they use the interiors too?
I don't know, but I'm sure they're built on the same floor plan. I mean, it looks...
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, it looked like it was in the same house, but
it looked like a house for sure. Like just the little bit that I've seen. Is that the house where they, where the tub in the first episode goes through the floor? Like they put the body in the tub with the.
No, that's at Jesse's house.
Oh, okay. All right, it's a different house. Yeah, that's right. That's a two-story house, right? Because it falls down into the. Okay. Yeah. Never mind. Moving on. The Last of Us. This is a show starring.
Please straighten this out for me.
The Last of Us. This is a show based on a video game called The Last of Us.
Okay.
Where there's something, it's a fungus called cordyceps or something along those lines. And it's turned people, it gets into people and it turns them into zombie mushroom people.
Is this the Blake Lively story or not?
No.
Oh.
That's something else. I'll find that for you. But this, you, The Last of Us point- is a series that stars Pedro Pascal and Lady Mormont from Game of Thrones, the little girl.
Okay, I don't know this. Go on.
It has been a little while since the first season came out. So the first season was great.
Oh, okay.
And very well received. And apparently a lot of people really enjoyed the... it's based on a video game, and apparently they're quite true to this, the story arc of this video game.
Okay.
It's HBO's Emmy-winning series. And it's back in April. I just got a teaser trailer today, and I put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. And I'm personal, they say here that if, and I guess this is for people who know the game. I'm not that person. It says, Last of Us season two teaser confirms April premiere, not a specific date, but April of this year, and glimpses key game scenes. It just looked like a bunch of people acting out, you know, running away from zombies.
Okay.
Mushroom zombies.
By the way, it's Bella Ramsey. That's her name. Lady Mormont.
That's Bella Ramsey in real life is her name?
That's her,
name?
Real name, But she'll always be Lady Mormont.
I thought you were bringing up the Blake Lively, Baldoni. Is that the guy's name?
Yeah, what is that Blake Lively movie?
I don't know, but that story in the news, I haven't looked at it because I figured at some point you're going to tell us about this and break it down for us. I have no idea who's in the wrong here. Both people are pointing fingers at each other for being absolutely devilish to the other.
Oh, really?
And so you go, what is going on here? Blake Lively seems like just a regular old actress. Like, I don't mean to say that in a bad way. I just mean
I've heard stories about her where people don't love being around her.
Really?
Yes, I've heard that. Hold on, I'll find it.
This guy, the guy in the movie, from what I've looked at, I think he was the director.
It ends with us.
It ends
not
with us.
Not The Last of Us. It ends with
That's
us.
That's why I was confused. It's close, but not the same thing. Anyway, I apologize for mixing up my...
How dare you?
Well, I thought of because it's been in the news so much. This Blake Lively Baldoni story. He's suing the New York Times for $250 million, and I don't know why.
I'm looking. Hold on. Now, truthfully, this is someone who's just going off on Blake. People go, I don't know her. I have no idea what she's like to work with. I know that she's locked down my boy, Ryan Reynolds. I mean, she's got to have something going on because he is just, he's so smart and funny. Yes. And I don't know. I've also heard rumblings, but I don't know exactly what's going on with that. And we'll wait till we get a little breakdown. Maybe we'll get one for the 8 o'clock hour. Because it's either that or I'd tell you about this Robert De Niro story. I'm appalled.
What did Bobby D do? I'll
tell you at 8.
Oh!
What's coming up in the news?
Well, get your spare underwear out.
I don't have any of those.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3.
Kissing you. You asked for it. Mm. There you go. Hi, it's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, the Sarah and Vinny full show podcast, our whole show. Whenever you're like, I had a couple minutes, I'll listen to that. Check out our full show podcast on the free Odyssey app today.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank.
Oh.
Fremont Bank provides our Bay Area organizations with contributions all year long to help neighborhoods thrive. Being powered by Fremont Bank reflects an investment toward a positive future. Visit FremontBank.com today. That's
FremontBank.com.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You know I was looking for that assist.
Well, I missed it on the first go-around, which I usually...
As we broadcast from downtown San Francisco, it's nice out.
Yeah, it's really pretty out there.
Blue skies, big bright sun.
Mm.
There is some wind today, and there was definitely some this morning as I walked out of my house. So you'll see wind, you'll see sun. It'll be warm. And, well, today is the high 60s, but it could get as high as in the 70s. And we are not going to see rain for at least a week. And they're saying maybe longer.
Uh-oh.
So nice days. Well, enjoy the nice days.
Yes, enjoy it. Enjoy it while you got it.
Truly, this is my own feeling, but these sunny days in winter when we have less tourists,
they're
the days. Like, this is what you pay enormous amounts of money for, to live in California and kind of have it to yourself.
I'm with you.
Before all the people get out of school and work and have to travel because their kids are, they can't leave their kids sitting in the house, so they got to do something. What are we going to do? Let's drive to California. Clog up their roadways.
Spend all our money.
Just stay home. Stay in Albuquerque.
California's closed.
Yeah.
Sunny, warm, and beautiful.
All right.
Enjoy.
Thank you. I'm going to try to. I hope you do too.
We'll start with a fast fact.
I love a fast fact. Oh my God. It's like my lucky day.
Fast.
Two fast facts in one day.
The U.S. Constitution is 4,400 words, which makes it the shortest constitution of any major country in the world.
Huh. Wow.
Now, my question to you is, did you have a time when you learned, what was that, calligraphy? Did you ever learn calligraphy?
I did. You're talking about the whole We the People and
writing that out must have taken I'm sure they went, we got to edit this mofo down big time because this is taking forever.
So you're saying you think that other countries have more recently updated and amended their constitutions and they had the help of word processing as opposed to handwriting.
Maybe. I don't know.
I like it, Vin. I think that's a solid theory.
So I did that. Like I was into art. I was into all kinds of art. I used to draw.
I used to tons.
And I took calligraphy, and it looks fantastic.
It's beautiful. It just takes forever. But when you're like addressing your wedding cards and stuff, you get the special nibs and the India ink, and you dip your thing in. You put your.
Did you do that?
Yeah.
You did calligraphy. Yes. Handwritten calligraphy.
I hand calligraphed all of the addresses.
Oh, so you know it takes forever.
It does.
Ever.
And I think I only did it on the people that I really gave up about because, and then I just started doing the names.
Of course you did because you went, this is taking forever.
Forever. And if one drop of water gets on that ink, it's ruined.
Right.
It looks nice.
Spectacular.
You spend money on your, people don't have to spend money on their wedding invitations anymore. Like I've gotten wedding invites over Evite. I'm like, okay.
Well, yeah.
Well, that costs exactly 100% less than anybody else's wedding thing. Wedding invitations are expensive. Did you guys do full on?
I don't remember.
Wedding invite? You must have.
But I'll tell you, we just had this, and I actually made a post thanking Christina for how much work and effort she put in at Christmas time because honestly,
doesn't happen without mom.
You're right about that. And I didn't really, when you first started saying that, I'm like, she's such a bragger all the time about how much she does all the time, every day.
Truthfully, you know, I'm not the mom at my house. Her name is John. And it doesn't happen without mom.
You're confusing me. But my point is, she put so much effort into our Christmas, and it was spectacular. But there was a point where... She got the Christmas cards and they were late and she was mad at herself because she was just like, I can't believe this. It's already like 2 days till Christmas and I'm just writing these things out. And she wrote the letter that comes with the card and she just, but it ended up being, it was clear she was not having fun.
Right.
Like it was this chore and this thing.
It is a lot of work and so many little things to take care of.
Anyway.
You know what?
The writing out of envelopes.
I have to say that since my kids have left home.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm willing to pay.
Your life is 10,000 times better.
It's 10,000 times better. And John and I are having so much fun. We have so much fun. Like, our sex life is way better. We have fun. We have time. No one's going to walk in on us. There's no, I freed myself from, like, we had an S year last year. Like, a lot of bad stuff went down. But we're still, like, as a couple, I want that for you. Because I know how happy you guys were before you had kids.
Oh, gosh. All right, birth control. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, they're great. That's the problem with kids. You love them so much, but they're so busy screwing up your whole life. There's no you anymore. You're mom or dad. And you're doing everything wrong.
As we went through a bunch of stuff to put the things back up in the rafters, yes, yeah. I found this pile of pictures. And in one of them was a picture of Christina and I in our first year together. And it was like we were at Thanksgiving at my brother's house down south, and we'd gone to San Onofre and we went surfing and we camped and all this stuff we did. And this is a picture of us just sitting at a table next to each other. And I showed it to her and I go, do you remember this us? This us never fought.
What was there to fight about?
At all. Like, there was no, just us on an adventure. Look at us. This us.
Yep.
She goes, we'll get back there. And I was like,
and you will.
We'll see.
You just have to stick it out through the next. How old's your youngest? You've got like 12 more years.
She's
left.
Six.
Yeah. And it actually starts to happen when they go to college. They're out. You know, you start to get a taste. They come back a lot. So you're like, This place was so clean yesterday.
For a minute.
But then when they truly move out, it's like, I don't want to enjoy it too much because it does feel, you feel kind of guilty about, like, thank God these little brats are gone.
Oh my God.
Thank God.
I'm guessing your boys flew home already.
No, they're here.
Oh, they're still here.
They know, please. Are you kidding me? Mom gets a drink or two in her and I start telling them all about it. Listen, kids, you guys suck.
This is fast facts. Right. We ended on the.
Where did that start?
The U.S. Constitution is 4,400 words and the shortest.
Right.
Okay. The three most valuable film industries in the world.
The United States. The three most valuable? Oh, okay. So
the
these
United
are locations.
States, Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
India. Bollywood.
Mm.
Nigeria. Nollywood.
Huh. What?
Nollywood.
And that's the third most. I find that so hard to believe.
Africa think like, is a very large continent.
I know, but you would expect it to be England. Like, they make a ton of film.
Yeah, they do make a ton of film. Or I would actually say,
is that Hollywood? Does that count as Hollywood?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Nollywood.
I'm very surprised. And I get it. Africa's huge, but, you know, they all have their own languages in all of those, you know, 40 countries or however many countries there are. You know what I mean? Like, what do you mean? Nigerian? Okay. You're telling me it's the third most important?
Hollywood, Bollywood, Nollywood.
Nollywood. All right.
When you leave the house today, or in our case, we've already left,
yes,
you go through a mental checklist before walking out the door to make sure you don't forget anything.
I literally turn back to the door as I'm sliding my key in to lock the door. I go, what have I forgotten? What did I tell people yesterday I'd bring? What am I? But I and then I go, I'm good. Lock the door and walk away.
Oatmeal, coffee.
Yeah,
water,
I've got my coffee, my bag.
Snacks,
what did I forget?
Bag, right. All these things.
Is there anything I was supposed to do?
Whatever. Okay. Your spare underwear.
Yeah, I did not bring those. I forgot those today. Thank you for reminding me. What is going on with spare underwear?
According to a survey, half of Americans carry backup underwear with them when they leave for the day.
Half?
Whether that's in the glove box in your car, a pair that you keep in your backpack, briefcase, purse.
Do they say why? What do they think is going to happen?
The reasons.
This is like if you got into an accident. You know how your mom was always like, you can't wear your holy underwear because if you ever get in an accident, they're going to see your underwear.
They're going to cut your pants. Roy Gage and what's the other guy's name from Emergency 51?
I know that.
They're going to cut your pants right off you and there's going to be your poop stained underwear.
Well, maybe that happened in the accident. You ever think of that, mom? But what am I doing? So now I'm like in an accident. I'm like, well, I only have moments before the paramedics get here. Let me get my spare underwear on. Oh, my God.
Again, according to a survey, nearly half of all Americans carry backup underwear with them. The reasons why include, in case they have an accident. Now, I think
that's... They mean a
that's a
incontinence or a poop. Are they the same thing?
Well,
did I poop myself?
I think I would think more likely an adult would be there might be a drip situation.
Oh,
like you might go, oh boy, that was a little. I wasn't ready to.
Or you know.
Or a shart, you know.
Right.
A fart. That was a
it was
that
a little bit
happened.
More. Listen, I'm going to tell you something right now. Dudes are gross and they have skid marks. And I'm not saying you have them. But, but there are people who have them.
Why are you pointing at me?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I think the spare underwear is a fantastic idea. I'm surprised I haven't thought about it before.
Can you, listeners, can you please text us 800-400-3697? A, do you have a backup pair of underwear on you at this moment? With you, just not on you, but with you. We're not talking layers here. And B, why? What do you think is going to happen?
This next reason is legitimate.
All right.
And I've heard Christina say this, and I would put them back on. But they say also because they plan to change clothes during the day, like they'll go and have a workout, and they'll put on a fresh pair of underwear when they redress themselves.
I feel that is a, that's a whole another change of clothes. Like that's, you know, yes to that.
Well, they put their regular clothes back on, but they change the underwear underneath because they might feel like putting that thong back on is.
So they didn't wear the underwear when they
wore a pair. No. They didn't wear them when they worked out.
So they pulled on yoga pants without underpants on or something.
Right. Or shorts, running shorts or whatever.
And then they were able to shower off there and they were like, and well, that's the thing. If I have showered off, then I would want to have a fresh, clean
pair. So that actually makes sense. The other reason, in case they have an accident,
accident. But I will say, now that I think about it, you know, when you're a young lady, woman, and things start happening down there on a monthly basis, you have accidents, like a lot of accidents, terrible, bad, untimely accidents with that, with your underpants. Mm. And you, I will say that I, now that I think about it, as a teenager, I 100% had another pair.
You had backup
because
underwear.
I've had some embarrassing moments in my life.
Yeah.
And
have.
One of them was making it to regional choir and being, having taken a bus. This is a whole nother story. I go on a bus to a faraway town in Massachusetts with the other people who made it to be in this course. I'm wearing white pants.
Oh.
And I get my very first period. And
on your trip.
On my trip.
To the choir.
I've never.
Competition.
Yes.
In white pants. Like, did you just think?
That's the pants I had. And I wasn't thinking to myself, I'm about
DJ.
To get my first period.
And I'll th- and
awful.
This will be the best.
And a girl
possible.
Says to me behind me, she says, "You need to put this sweatshirt around your waist." And she helped me. And she,
what's her name?
I can't remember.
Oh
so,
my!
She's
God,
from another
Sarah,
town.
She saved your life.
She did
though.
Save my life. And I was, you know, up. I had a suitcase at whatever place joint we were staying at, you know.
Oh, you were.
This was a traveling chorus thing that we. That
so you had a hotel and everything.
I must have. I can't even really remember. Unless they drove us all home each night, I must have had a change of clothes, but I did not have access to that. And I didn't have any supplies or even know how to use them.
All the this way was, your mom is in your business and she hadn't discussed with you.
I don't want to hear that.
Oh.
Don't tell me about that.
Oh.
I don't want to know that. And I think I was like 13, which I think I turned 13. Yes, Finny, your hand is up.
I have a question.
All right, tell me. All
you know, things. And I made the suggestion too young, but probably not because my daughter's maturing quickly. Like she's 11 and it's a lot. We're in, anyway, I won't get into all of it, but I suggested she read Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
Great book.
Because I felt like that seemed like a book a lot of young ladies, and you didn't read it, and isn't
oh my oh
isn't
no
there
I read that I absolutely
isn't
read
stuff
that
in there about
is stuff about the period
the changes
and I had sex ed and stuff, but I was not a person who had supplies on me or had ever tried them out or used and what was available to me for my very first period was a tampon, and this girl who helped me, she's like, here's a tampon. I'm like, what the do I do with this? And she's like, here's the insert from the box. Read all about it.
Oh.
Yeah. It was.
And then you were all alone in there, or did she go in with you and help you?
She did not help me with that.
Oh.
Right.
You had to do that yourself?
I did. And.
How many did you go through before one finally?
So I got the one from her.
Uh-huh.
I did end up needing another from her. And I needed, you know, and obviously I needed more because it was happening. But it was like sitting on a pen. I was like, what is happening? What is going on with this?
Oh.
And.
Oh, my God.
Because it wasn't, because you have to, there's a way to put it in the right way.
I don't know what that means.
Well, it's just, it was not fully seated.
It didn't.
It wasn't.
Work.
It was just, I hadn't done a good job with it. And so it was. And I was like, what is happening? She's like, okay. But that, whatever that girl, you know what, to that young lady, I was in high school, like a freshman in high school, which is when all the bad stuff happened in my life. And she was kind and saw what had happened to me. And when I turned around, I was like, I clearly had no idea. And she's like, I have to help this person. And she was probably like a 10th grader, maybe. Like, I'm going to help you.
And you like to think people, you know, you hear things about women
girls
being catty towards each other or whatever, but you would also like to think that people have hearts and would be able to say, this is a situation where I would need help and I'm going to do that for this person.
Right. Yes.
It's not that, it shouldn't be that far out of character for a person to go, I need to be kind here.
Yes.
This person.
And that person sacrificed their sweatshirt to me.
Oh, did the sweatshirt get nuked too?
The pants were nuked and there was no other pants to have. So
I went. Here's your sweatshirt.
I don't think it.
Did you have to go sing while we were in your pants?
No, this was the rehearsal. I think that we had you would try out for these regional choruses and stuff and you get, you know, you stand up and do your audition piece and then you'd get picked or not. And you'd go to the place. There was like a rehearsal. I think it was like a Thursday, Friday rehearsal and then a performance and all the parents would come on Saturday. Something like that. So it was just these big chorus things. So there were a couple of days of rehearsals with the big group. So I didn't have to perform with my pants on, my white pants and the, it's just terrible.
And boy, that's not
girls,
a situation
I feel
where you
go, it's hard. It's hard being a girl.
You don't go, I think I can get this out. You go, these pants never get used again, right?
You know, when you're a girl, you know how to get blood out of stuff within very quickly, your mom and other ladies who know about it, it's cold water and soap and over your knuckle friction. You can clean a pair of underwear. You can clean pants. I was not able to clean those pants. It was my first time. I did not know.
Oh. So those were sacrificed.
You know, I feel like I've been on the air here. I've been on the air with you for 30 years, pushing 30 years. I don't think I've ever told that story.
I don't know. Let's see
you
what
think
the
I
texters
have? Maybe,
say.
Maybe I have.
I've never heard it.
Would you have remembered it though? You block everything out. You don't even want anyone peeing in them. You don't want to hear anybody peeing.
Yeah, I don't like to hear
you. You like run the water, lady. I don't want to hear you peeing in there.
I'm 51 and I still don't understand what tampons do.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
That is my favorite thing you've ever said. Go on.
Yes, I have 650 says, yes, I have a spare pair of panties, but I keep it with my space outfit in my trunk.
Oh.
Oh, spare outfit. Sorry, it's not spare. I need my readers.
But some outfit people in my do trunk. Have a preparedness kit.
Yeah.
That is true. And
spilled
around here, a lot of us do.
All over me at work and no spare, so I keep spare always now.
Mm. Well, it speaks to your preparedness if you are one of these people. To me, I'm like, I don't have that. I'll just have to go commando. So if I have pants, you know?
Yeah, if I had, I would absolutely just go commando.
That's not, I don't like that, but I could do that.
I mean, just to get home, you know. Didn't Vin used to keep an extra pair of underwear with him on the antenna of his Datsun B210?
Oh, yeah.
That was Darcy's underwear, though, and that was me trying to show off that I, you know, now
your conquest.
Now I do stuff with girls.
Oh, my God.
I found a girl that will let me do stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's her underpants. She loves it.
I've such never hurt one. What
loser.
Solid. This is solid boy behavior.
And they were cheetah print, too.
Of course they were.
Of course.
Obviously.
Oh, my gosh.
I've heard the Sarah story before. Bless that girl that helped her. So you have,
so I have told
it.
It then.
I don't remember it, but I do think that's incredible.
It's a good story just because it had like every girl. And, you know, we don't talk about periods and I think we just should. Like every woman has gone through this, has had that horrible, like that sinking moment where you go, oh no, I feel you. Feel me too.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Robert De Niro may have inadvertently turned us on to the internet's most annoying person. Mm. Just an opinion. My opinion.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.